Yeah, I just sort of fell into that. I love Reddit. I love the, I guess, the premise of Reddit. I think user-generated content is a much easier step. You don't have to sort of be there creating a lot of content when you don't have a lot of time. So the other moderator created it, and I saw it, and I said, "Oh, you know, can I help out?" Yeah, he said, "No, no worries." So yeah, it's a really sort of small community, but there's people there from all around the world, and anyone can sort of ask a question. And if the question's good, it gets upvoted. I just really like that sort of idea that it's a good way to see some of the greatest content, having people anonymously upvote what they enjoy.
Yeah, it's a nice little thing, a nice little initiative you're doing. It doesn't matter how big the audience is, you know, you're still helping people, which is great. Now, Brisbane's audience is pretty big, although not as big as Melbourne, apparently, because their population is bigger. How important are industry events like Brisbane for spreading the word about BIM and everything that it has to offer?
They're amazing events, and Melbourne, all credit to Luke and the guys down there. They've really started so well. And I've seen a tiny bit of evidence of some sort of SIDBIM starting up recently, but I don't know what's happening there. But yeah, all those events, you've got BIM Day Out over in Perth here, and I think it's funny, everyone, that the majority of the population that attends these events knows a lot about BIM, and because we all know how helpful it is. But I think the next step is really trying to engage asset owners and clients, you know, and they're still sort of rare as hen's teeth at these events. But I did notice the Revit Technology Conference next year is in the Hunter Valley, which is wine country. So I think that's probably a good way to encourage these owners to come along, you know, start coming along to some of these events. Brisbane's great. There's a real diversity on the committee there. We've got Archicad people and, you know, civil engineers, and everyone's doing it in their spare time as well. So it sort of makes them a nice little passionate events.
Yeah, nice that there could actually be a SIDBIM as well. You know you're going too far though when there is a Great Barrier BIM. But maybe that will happen someday, who knows?
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Talking about one of your day jobs now, you are a design system specialist at Pedalthorpe. What is your proudest achievement as part of that company?
Oh, it's probably that I'm still there. I mean, Pedalthorpe's such a historic company in Australia and Brisbane. They're 50 years old in Brisbane, and you know, over 100 years old in Australia, but they're obviously very progressive with technology, and especially in Brisbane, they're 100% dedicated to BIM. And I think just being part of that place at the moment is a really good achievement for everyone there. Every day is different, and the whole company is just getting so much stronger.
Another thing that's exciting is Precog, which we've alluded to earlier in the interview. You are the director of the company, and you're doing some very, very interesting stuff over there. You convert BIM models and the like into immersive environments thanks to virtual reality applications. Where did your passion for VR begin, and what do you think the future holds? Because it's really exciting, isn't it?
I guess the passion began down in Melbourne. As I said, it's all part of experience. But I was working on a project, and we had three times the amount of room layout sheets on this project than we did base building drawings, you know. And I was so frustrated because we're sitting there putting all this effort into a 3D model, but then we seem to sort of deconstruct it to print sheets. And we saw the Oculus Rift get released on Kickstarter, and we thought, oh, I tell you what, you know, if they're using this for games, and games are in 3D, well, you know, surely there's a way we can take our Revit models through into this. So I bought an Oculus Rift off Kickstarter and spoke to another mate, Richard, down in Sydney. And we just started learning some gaming software in our time off, or time out of work, I guess, and never really looked back. And I guess as far as what the future would hold for this technology, we like to say that you're only really limited by your or our imagination. I mean, everyone's playing computer games, and you can see, you know, what developers can achieve with three-dimensional geometry. But more so with BIM models, you know, we can actually extract a fair amount of the information that's going into them, and, you know, start to make it such a interactive environment. And we're finding as well that that's really engaging, you know, a lot of the clients. We put A and B together, and something sort of amazing comes out every single time. And I can also promise you that virtual reality will be not only the best way to showcase your design to your client, but you can involve team members here. It's going to be a way to improve design, because you can actually, short of building a one-to-one prototype, this is the best way to get inside your design before it's built. And I'd love to see it on the building site one day. to reduce RFIs.
Exactly. Well, it's already starting. You know, there's a lot of technology now making its way onto the building sites, such as iPads, tablets. So who knows? Maybe in the future people will be wearing their headsets as well. Who knows? So, Tom, it's been an absolutely fantastic interview thus far, and I'm rather excited to get into the quickfire crunch time questions, which we're going to be doing very, very shortly. We've learned about you professionally, and now it's time to get to know you a bit more personally as well, even though we've already learned that you like learning Revit at 2 and 3 a.m., because who doesn't?
No, I don't anymore. I gave up. I did my time. I did my time back at uni, and I'm done with that one now. So I'll learn it on the clock.
Talking about, like, it's prison. Like, I've done my time.
Yeah. It can feel like that at times. So.
Okay, well, we've got the 2 minutes on the clock, so if you are ready, it's time for the crunch time. Quick fire questions, and we're off. So, Precog use gaming solutions to help clients. Yeah, what is your favourite ever video game?
Favourite game would be Age of Empires 3, which is a strategy game. I was never good at, first-person shooters. I'd always lose. So, the long, drawn-out, 10-hour strategy games sort of suit me a bit more.
At 2 or 3 a.m., or is that what you do now?
it wouldn't be bad. Yeah, it was probably pretty close.
Late night gaming session, nothing wrong with that. Now, Mario or Sonic?
Mario. I think I probably lost a university semester finishing that game. So.
Yeah, Mario, he's the boyo. Now, what is the best thing about living in Australia?
The best thing? Maybe they're not going to mandate BIM.
Oh, that's an interesting one. You don't want them to mandate it?
Oh, not yet, no.
Oh, right, okay.
But no. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of good things about Australia. Maybe the slow internet speeds. You don't have to work as fast.
Now, who would be your ideal choice as a musical warm-up act at a BrisBim event?
It's a very tough question. Hanson?
Oh, right, okay. I wasn't expecting you to say that.
I don't know. Steve Shell, he seems to have that covered.
Cool. But maybe a bit of BIM, though, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Now, what is your claim to fame?
BIM Crunch interview.
Good answer. Now, finally, name the two objects you would take with you on a desert island.
Wow, that's a tough question. I figured if... Oh, I'm out of time. All right,
you can continue, though. You can continue. You started, you started so you can finish.
I think I would take a pregnant cow and maybe a volleyball. There we go.
Fair enough. That is a cool combo. Now, Tom, it's been a great laugh having you on the show today. Can you let people know where you are on social media, what channels you might want to plug? This is your time to do so, so go right ahead.
Yeah, great. Okay. Well, on Twitter, I'm BimWit for my humour in BIM, or DimWit. No, it's ambiguous. That's probably about it. It's the only sort of channel I preach BIM.
Cool, yeah, and we'll make sure we put on any of the links as well underneath the interview as well, so you can check out Tom on his various platforms and get in touch with him if you've got a Revit question that you might want answering, or if you want to play Mario with him or something, I don't know. you can do that as well. Well, Tom, it's been an absolute pleasure, and hope everyone listening has enjoyed the interview. The next Crunch Time will be coming up in 2 weeks' time, so until then, see you soon.